Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Police say Minnesota officer meant to draw taser, not handgun. Student at Tennessee school is killed by police. And Japan to start releasing Fukushima water into sea in 2 years. It's Tuesday, April 13. I'm Anthony Davis. The police officer who fatally shot a black man during a traffic stop in a Minneapolis suburb apparently intended to fire a taser, not a handgun, as the man struggled with police, the city's police chief said on Monday, as police clashed with protesters for the second night in a row. Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon described the fatal shooting on Sunday of 20-year-old Dante Wright as an accidental discharge. It happened as police were trying to arrest Wright on an outstanding warrant. The shooting sparked protests and unrest in a metropolitan area already on edge because of the trial of the first of four police officers charged in George Floyd's death. Crowds began gathering outside the Brooklyn Center Police Station late Monday afternoon, with hundreds there by nightfall, despite the governor's dusk-to-dawn curfew. A drum beat incessantly, and the crowd broke into frequent chants of Dante Wright. Some shouted obscenities at officers. Law enforcement agencies had stepped up their presence across the Minneapolis area after the Sunday night violence. The number of Minnesota National Guard troops was expected to more than double to over 1,000 by last night. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott called the shooting deeply tragic and said the officer concerned should be fired. Organizers from the Movement for Black Lives, a national coalition of more than 150 black-led political and advocacy groups, pointed to Wright's killing as yet another reason why cities must take up proposals for defunding an irreparably broken racist system. The fact that police killed him just miles from where they murdered George Floyd last year is a slap in the face to an entire community, said Carissa Lewis, the coalition's national field director. It is my belief that the officer had the intention to deploy their taser, but instead shot Mr. Wright with a single bullet, said Police Chief Gannon. Wright died of a gunshot wound to the chest, the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office said in a statement. A student opened fire on officers responding to a report of a possible gunman at a Tennessee high school on Monday, and police shot back and killed him, authorities said. The shooting wounded an officer and comes as the community reels from off-campus gun violence that has left three other students dead this year. Police found the student in a bathroom at Austin East Magnet High School in Knoxville, a city about 180 miles east of Nashville, Tennessee. They ordered the student to come out, but he wouldn't comply. That's when he reportedly opened fire. Police fired back. The student died at the school, and the officer was taken into surgery after being shot at least once in the upper leg, authorities said. The officer was expected to make a full recovery, and no one else was hurt. It wasn't yet clear why the student brought a gun to school or why he fired at officers. The shooting comes as more classrooms are reopening to students after months of remote learning during the coronavirus pandemic, which cut down the number of mass killings in the US. The nation has seen a series of mass shootings in recent weeks, including 8 people killed at 3 Atlanta-area massage businesses on March 16 and 10 people killed at a Colorado supermarket on March 22. Last week, the Republican governor signed legislation that will make Tennessee the latest state to allow most adults 21 and older to carry handguns openly or concealed without first clearing a background check and training. Japan's government decided on Tuesday to start releasing massive amounts of treated radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years, an option fiercely opposed by local fishermen and residents. The decision, long speculated but delayed for years due to safety concerns and protests, came at a meeting of cabinet ministers who endorsed the ocean release as the best option. The accumulating water has been stored in tanks at the Fukushima plant since 2011, when a massive earthquake and tsunami damaged its reactors and their cooling water became contaminated and began leaking. The plant's operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, said its storage capacity will be full late next year. The Prime Minister said the ocean release was the most realistic option and that disposing the water is unavoidable for the decommissioning of the Fukushima plant, which is expected to take decades. Some scientists say the long-term impact on marine life from low-dose exposure to such large volumes of water is unknown. Under the basic plan adopted by the ministers, TEPCO will start releasing the water in about 2 years after building a facility under the regulatory authority's safety requirements. It said the disposal of the water cannot be postponed further as it's necessary to improve the environment surrounding the plant so residents can live there safely. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news. Daily.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.